From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Iraq's parliament finally passed a long-awaited measure today to ease restrictions on members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. Washington has pushed Iraq's Shiite-led government to pass a new de-Ba'athification law. It's hoped this will bring more Sunnis into the political process and ease sectarian tensions. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report from Baghdad.
During his visit to the south of here in Bahrain, President Bush had immediate praise.
It's an important step toward reconciliation. It's an important sign that the leaders of that country understand that they must work together to meet the aspirations of the Iraqi people.
Haider al-Abadi, an aide to the Iraqi prime minister, said the new law provides balance, protecting the rights of victims while benefiting innocent members of the Ba'ath Party.
We're trying to legalize the whole process. Now it is a proper Iraqi law with judiciary, which will oversee the whole process. So this is a major departure from the previous law. It is a success for Iraq and a success for new Iraq.
The U.S. had promoted de-Ba'athification in the early days of the U.S. occupation, but later claimed the De-Ba'athification Commission it helped form had gone way too far, often acting capriciously. The new law still bans the most senior Ba'ath Party members from government work, but senior Ba'athists will now be allowed to claim their pensions. Those who will benefit most are tens of thousands of mid-level Ba'athists who were fired. The old law was ostensibly designed to give Iraq a fresh start by keeping members of the old regime's political party out of jobs where they could wield influence. But it also resulted in gutted ministries and helped fuel the Sunni insurgency. Many of these former Ba'athists will get their jobs back. An educator for three decades, Widad al-Latiya was fired as a school principal because of her Ba'ath Party rank. Last year, she told NPR, Iraq lost people of great experience, even though they had not committed any crimes.
You know, it was mandatory to be a Ba'athist if you were a teacher. Otherwise, you couldn't get a job.
For the past 5 years, despite repeated promises of a reprieve, she's received no pension. Reached by phone today, Wida was sitting in the dark because there was no electricity. At the news, she laughed with resignation, not with joy. She says she'll believe there are really changes when they're actually in force and she sees her money. Under the new law, Mohammed Ali Mohsen, a former Ba'athist and official in the Transportation Ministry, can return to government work, but not in his former senior position. Also reached by phone, he says he returned from exile hoping for more. And he, too, fears the government will not implement even the limited improvements. The bill passed today was the product of long, hard wrangling. An early draft offered former Ba'athists immunity from prosecution after a three-month period. Shiite and Kurdish lawmakers protested that was too lenient. Some Sunni members of parliament, like Mustafa al-Hiti, say the final version is too severe and in key places dangerously vague, opening the door for abuse. This is just the first of many reform measures the U.S. has long pushed Baghdad to pass. But so far, a lack of consensus on key issues like power sharing with the regions has created a stalemate. The next thing up in parliament is actually a debate on a new flag. Earlier efforts have failed. Kurdistan has pointedly refused to fly the old Saddam-era banner, underscoring the Kurds' growing separation from the rest of Iraq. A new design removes Ba'ath Party insignia, and instead of God is great, scrawled in Saddam's handwriting, it's now spelled out in standard script. And right in the middle is a yellow circle signifying Kurdistan. That will be an interesting debate. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.
See that proposed flag at npr.org.